dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to remember those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must henceforth be forever cast into the abyss of dead names. In this moment of our remembrance, we prove with great grief and wailing the sincerity of our noble tolerance. What we once wrongly allowed in the ignorance of white privilege has become the cleansing rite of virtue signaling we use to prove our purity. Join with me now as we remember those we have lost. Maryland, my Maryland. The official song of the old line state for 92 years was cast aside by the wise legislature after they suddenly sang the words instead of just humming along as they'd always done. Their horror at the anti-Lincoln lyrics was chastened only by the realization that America is also now also anti-Lincoln. They were rescued from their collective confusion by remembering the second law of wokeness. The only way to learn from the past is to pretend that it never happened. Fortunately, the demise of Maryland, my Maryland also comes at a time when joyful singing is forbidden, both because joy interferes with our continuous self-flagellation over the historic evils of our nation, and also because singing spreads the coronavirus. As her motto reminds us, strong deeds, gentle words. Well said, Land of Mary. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Clorox wipes and hand sanitizer. Despite having a very profitable, perhaps exploitative, run during the Great War against the virus, we this week learned from the sage leaders at the Centers for Disease Control that it is virtually impossible to contract COVID from a surface. In Phase 16 clinical trials, 1,000 kindergartners licked 14 contaminated doorknobs each day for 1 week, and none of their parents even noticed. This rigorous study conducted at the University of San Padre Island led to a reversal of all sanitation theater guidance implemented in the past 13 months and a sudden glut of unnecessary wipes and sanitizer. Let all those who cherish science cease sanitizing forthwith. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
But lest we only mark the passings, let us also note the good news from this week. As well, we have seen deliverance in the congregation. Major League Baseball, which was dangerously close to simply being a sports league that minded its own business and gave millions of Americans the joy of watching an apolitical event such as the All-Star Game in Atlanta. But after the evil state whose name shall not be said passed voting rules similar to those in almost every other state, the commissioner of the Greater Baseball Virtue Tabernacle declared Atlanta unfit for sport, thus delivering itself and us from the taint of being in a place where laws have been passed by duly elected representatives of the people through a democratic process. And the Masters, which, despite being held at a historically racist golf club in the afore-not-mentioned state, went on as planned. Although this may seem like a failure to purge and condemn, we must remember the hierarchy of wokeness. Above all else, the most dangerous fact about our modern world is always the looming crisis of global climate change. And since the winner of the Masters wears a green coat, the color of true environmental concern, all else is and always shall be forgiven. May your coat always be green. And now, with these canceled villains cast out from our midst and the delivered restored to fellowship with the self-righteous, may we all go forth and microaggress no more. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.